Moncrief on News Talk.
Even though tractors are driven on a daily basis across the length and breadth of the country, there's no official tractor driving test. An issue Fianna Fáil Senator Paul Daly has brought up in the Senate. Afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks very much for having me.
At the moment, what qualifications do you need to drive a tractor?
Well, I suppose, Sean, just a little bit of background at the outset. The article you probably read stated that I called for this introduction. I suppose I'm splitting hairs a bit. I didn't actually call for it. It was announced by the RSA that they were including consideration of specialised tractor driving instruction and testing prior to the issue of learner permits, the W permit. And they were considering it in their phase two of the road safety strategy, which has been launched now and will run from 25 to 27. And I came out and warmly welcomed this because I do think it's a necessity. But to my almost disbelief, I got a lot of negative blowback, I'm getting it hard to comprehend, to be perfectly honest, that anybody would question the possibility. At the moment, you can apply for the Category W license when you're 16. You do the theory test, the similar theory test that you do for a Category B, which is car. It's called the Cars, Tractors, and Work Vehicles theory test. So it's the same theory test you do as you do to drive a car. You do that theory test. But the difference is, for the W, when you're 16, you pass the theory test, you walk out, you can drive a tractor, irrespective of the size, the horsepower, on public roads, etc. With the car, you cannot drive without a trained driver who has a full license in your company.
The thing is, though, as I'm driving a tractor, it's dangerous, potentially dangerous in any circumstances. But you know, when you drive a tractor through a field and there's holes and it's bumpy and it can be quite perilous, and there's no testing or training for that.
Well, I, to be honest with you, I'd be more concerned about driving on the road. You know, you're in the field on private property, and I suppose there's no way of policing that. But when you're driving on public roads, you're interacting with other motorists. These tractors these days can be up to 30 ton with a load behind them. And like, while I appreciate that the vast, vast majority of farmers and contractors would not allow anybody out on the road without giving them some training, not everybody is, or not everybody may, or not everybody will. And then it's the one person who has no training who may or may not have an accident. Now, this was raised about a month ago. It's very appropriate that you made contact with me today, because this is indeed Farm Safety Week. You know, the 21st to the 25th of July this year is Farm Safety Week. And I want to highlight as many issues with regards to safety on the farm as I can this week, and this being one of them. Like, farming, you may or may not be aware, contributes to the largest amount of fatalities, work-related fatalities, than any other sector. Like, in 2023, there were 20 fatalities, farm-related, which was 72% of all work-related fatalities. And in 2024, there were 12, and this year we're already on 12, and we're only in July. So, like, the thing there is, there's only 4% of the workforce are working in agriculture or farming. So when you do the sums there, we really, really, really need to take every precaution we can to increase farm safety. And I think this would be the ideal place to start.
You know the way, if you have to work on a building site, you have to get a safe pass. Is there an agricultural equivalent to that?
No, but this is probably what we're muting for. You cannot go on and drive any machine on a building site without having a safe pass. But as I say, you can go and drive the tractor every bit as big, if not bigger, than some of them machines with only the theory test. There's some of the blowback that I received on this is labour shortage. And there's a perception out there from farmers and farm contractors that if we introduce this, they won't be able to have the 16-year-olds for the summer, for the silage, the hay season, the busy season. I'm pushing very strongly for this, but I'm also saying the RSA will be starting with a blank page. They have no waiting list. So get this right from the start. And let the person do the test at 15 and a half, say, so that they will have their license with their training and testing done by their 16. So there's no summer job lost for the student or the young person, and there's no loss of labour for the farmer or the contractor.
Yeah. Is 16 still a bit young to be driving a vehicle that size?
Well, look, I do know that as part of the review, the RSA are looking at the age. But it is so hard, and I do appreciate, and I am a farmer myself, how hard it is to get workers, to get drivers. I would be happy with it staying at 16 once the training is done. I would far prefer the little bit of inconvenience that it may be to do the test, to do the training and do the test, and be ready to rock or drive at 16, as opposed to plan B for the RSA. They may review this and push it back out to 17. And that would deprive a lot of country youngsters of potential summer jobs, and it would create a major labour shortage within the community.
Mm. One of our listeners says most young farmers are probably driving tractors since they were 12.
Yeah, and there's nothing to stop you doing that on private property. You don't go out on the public road. Mm. Most of them are, but like, what habits do they develop? You know, yeah. I'm the wrong side of 60. I'm a farmer. I learned how to drive 50 odd years ago. But I learned, my father taught me. And the way I learned to drive that day back then, in a small tractor, being honest, like, the size of the tractors have got that much bigger now. The habits I formulated then, that's the muscle memory, and that's the driving habits I still have. So, you know, if you're taught the right way, the proper way, and don't develop any of the bad habits at the age of 16, that's still the way you'll be driving when you're 66. So I think it's vitally important we put in that foundation.
Yeah, yeah. The pushback you refer to, someone's texted in to say, behind every safety campaign, and they put safety in inverted commas, is some industry trying to sell something. Training and certification is now a major industry which just adds costs to everyone. Now,
Sean, to be honest, Sean, safety trumps everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to promote anybody making money out of training young drivers. And I'd say for the cost that it would be incur if and when it were mandatory, if that were to save one life or one limb, I think it's money, small money, very well spent. Like, I genuinely, maybe it's the fact that I'm getting old here or something, but I cannot see how any of these arguments out-trump safety. As I say, when you have between the years of 2020 to 2024, there were 28 vehicle-related fatalities in Irish farms, 12 of them directly linked to tractors. You know, to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Paul, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Paul Daly there, Fianna Fáil Senator and a farmer, as he points out himself. Somebody says, we've a backlog for tests for drivers in cars. Never mind learner drivers in tractors. Well, right there, indeed we do. But both those issues need to be tackled fairly quickly.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.